We want to jump straight into it. 13, 12, 16. Does the ring even matter?
Yeah, because a lady online has posted a photo, which you can see at facebook.com/hitfnq, of her tiny engagement ring. Now, she wrote, "I'm not materialistic when it comes to things like this,"
BS.
But she doesn't like the ring. She just said she doesn't like it.
I don't think wedding rings even matter. I think it's too materialistic for something that's so important to two people.
I wish that I could back you in on that, but part of me, if I'm being honest with everyone, I judge the ring.
Women, they always say, "I don't care about looks, it's a personality. I don't care about money, it's the love."
But you also have to put it into context of what that person can afford as well.
My father, to propose to my mother, he sold his prized possession, his motorbike, to buy the ring.
See, that's love.
It's love.
Sell your bike.
Still a cheap ring. Now, listen, Zoe from Anunda, 13, 12, 16. Zoe, what do you think? Does the ring matter?
Okay, so the ring matters to an extent.
What do you mean?
So for me, if it's a $200 ring or a $2,000 ring, it doesn't matter on the cost. What matters is that he gets the style that I want.
Yes.
My partner of 8 years knows what style I want, but he still hasn't proposed.
Okay.
Why do you think he's holding back?
More so because we're not where we want to be in life just yet. So we'll get there, though. So it's just waiting until, like, we're more financially stable. But, you know, we love each other. We know it will happen one day, so there's no rush.
And can I just ask, if he knows the style, is it an expensive style?
No, it's not. You can either get it at $200, $500, whatever, $2,000, so he can spend whatever he wants on it.
See, there you go.
Thanks, Zoe. Kerry from Clifton Beach, where do you stand on this?
I was going out with this guy for years, on, off, on, off, on, off. Finally, he got down, took me out to a nice restaurant, pulled out a ring, proposed to me, and I was so happy. Then I looked at it, and it had scratches on it, and it was a little bit worn, shall I say.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So, I was proposed to with a second-hand recycled engagement ring.
Now, so, I hope you recycled it back to him and walked away, did you, or...?
Well, it was a very big diamond, sort of 70s style, so I walked away, I kept the ring. About 2 years later, I met the love of my life. We didn't go engagement ring, we just went straight to marriage 6 months later, and about 10 years later, I said, "I'd really like an engagement ring." He said, "Well, go and buy yourself one then."
I love him. Yeah, sort it out yourself. Thank you. Mel from White Rock, 13, 12, 16. Does the ring matter, Mel?
Oh, my God, the ring so matters. It's the statement of, does this man truly know me, and will I be happy with that on my finger for the rest of my life?
I 100% back you in with this statement. And, you know, I felt fickle saying this, but it is true. And I think it's more about a reflection of your personality and that person truly knowing you, because for Russell and I, personally, the ring that I want is not an expensive one. I love vintage rings. And that's something that I would like to wear, and that's what I want. And he knows that about me because he knows me. So I feel like it's kind of along those lines. Do you think? Not necessarily the price tag?
Yeah, and look, you know what? The people that judge you on that are the people that are walking around with a ring on their finger that they really hate. So I had a man get down on the knee and ask me to marry him, and I looked at him and I said, "Yes, but not with that ring. Go and get one that I like."
I love that.
Gee, you clearly wore the pants in that relationship.
Well, you know, is it harsh or is it reality? You know, if I'm going to make commitment, I want to be proud and I want it to reflect, you know, this man truly knows me.
But
so
isn't it him?
Judge me if you will.
It's him, not the ring, that you're committing to.
Oh,
no, because you've got to wear that ring for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like, go buy a pair of jeans, mate. If you're not comfy in them, you're going to wear them as you go for the rest of your life.
Thank you for being so honest this morning. Jeremy, does the ring matter in your opinion?
Well, I'll start off with a good morning, Seamus and Carly.
Good morning.
Yes, the ring does matter, but something that people are forgetting is that it's not set in concrete. It's not a lifetime fixation with that particular ring. I was very unfinancial when I met my partner. It's actually 20 years now that since we got engaged, 1999. And I was only working part-time, was a bit strapped for cash. She found a ring that she really liked in a jewellery store in town, and I gradually paid it off. It was on special, and the funny thing was I did whatever I could to pay that ring off. I paid it off early, and we went for a jog together, and I jumped down on my my knees and said, oh, I've got a stone in my shoe. And I'd hidden the ring in my shoe and pulled it out and said, now, will you marry me? And she said, oh, definitely. And that was the ring that she'd chosen. But as time went by, we became more financial. I got a better job. I ended up managing a store. And I took her into another jewellery store around about, I think it was about 6 years later, and bought her a full carat princess cut ring and updated the ring. So... you don't have to, it's not this fixation that it has to be the greatest ring ever first up, and he doesn't love you if he can't get you a $10,000 ring straight up.
Jeremy.
At the time, it was the very best I could do. It was the ring that she had chosen. It was within our means. It was a brand new ring. But when the time changed, I updated it, and it was a... it was reaffirmation of the commitment.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
And that's what I've said the whole time. It is dependent on the person's financial situation at the time. But that's so beautiful you got to do that, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. Sorry.